From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and I'm that Star Wars priest. Last week, I met my good friend Norbert Fink, and just like me, he's a massive Star Wars fan and a priest. And he told me about something, an experiment that he had done in a church in his own – he has his own student church in Dusseldorf. And he said, we did a Star Wars church gathering. And the invitation said, we're going to watch some scenes from The Last Jedi No, it wasn't from The Last Jedi, but from The Force Awakens. And we're going to reflect upon the similarities between the message of The Force Awakens and faith. It was the first time that he did that, so he didn't know what to expect. And lo and behold, there were more than 200 young people. The church was packed. And he had this projector screen, and he was showing these scenes from The Force Awakens, and then he would explain how those themes in Star Wars are connected with the themes you find in the Bible and you find in faith. And it was very simple. For instance, he would take the scene where Rey and Kylo face each other, and there is this temptation of going over to the dark side. Well, that's a very important theme in the Bible, in our faith, is how do you deal with temptation? What is temptation, and why would we be tempted by it? And so things like that. He got tremendous feedback from the students, from the young people there, and they were all asking for more. Like, this is something we understand. This is a language that we can understand. And that is, I think, a great example of how you can use modern culture and modern, in a certain way, a modern language to explain old truths and to explain the gospel and make it, let's say, not modern because you don't change the faith, but you bring it in a modern way. And so I still had that in mind when I saw a fantastic meme in French, and I was trying to find an English version of it, but I couldn't. And it was Lent explained with Star Wars images. And it was so fun that I thought, I need to share that with you. And for those of you that are listening to the episode, I will describe the pictures. And if you watch the video, I will show them on the screen, which is possible thanks to Ecamm that I'm using. It's an application for the Mac. And I can switch to a window on my computer, and I can show the videos, not the videos, but I can show the pictures in that window. So this French meme said this is about Lent in 16 Star Wars scenes. The first scene shows Anakin Skywalker, still a young boy, on the planet of Tatooine, walking in the sand in the desert. And so in French it said, marcher dans le désert. So Lent is all about walking in the desert. Why? Because we're following Jesus, who went to the desert for 40 days to fast. But in a way, Lent is also about creating your own desert. It is stepping away from the luxury, from your comfortable life, and taking some time to kind of push away the things that distract you so that you have more time to focus on God and on the people around you. So that was the first one, Anakin in the desert. The second image was Luke Skywalker on the second Death Star coming face to face with Palpatine, Emperor Palpatine. Darth Vader standing behind Palpatine's throne. And the second theme of Lent is to be tempted. This was the temptation of Palpatine telling Luke Skywalker, who was kind of like a priest-like figure there, like, why don't you just give up? You know, it's just rubbish, this force. Look, it didn't help your friends. They're all going to die. Why don't you just join the dark side? And that is a similar story that we find in the gospel account of Jesus' time in the desert, where Satan, at the end of the 40 days, tries to tempt Jesus. You know, You are hungry. Just change these stones into bread. You feel powerless here in the desert. Let me just give you all the countries that you can see. Throw yourself from the temple and aren't angels going to serve you? And just worship me. And so it's a similar temptation to go the easy way. And for Luke, it's also a temptation to give up hope, to stop believing because you think you've lost, and then just succumbing to the dark side because, well, isn't that the only thing that can save me? And instead, Luke decides to trust against all odds that somehow he has made the right choice and the emperor is wrong. The third image that this meme showed was an image of Qui-Gon Jinn right before he confronts Darth Maul. And you remember he's caught between these force fields, these red force fields. And instead of panicking or walking around like Obi-Wan Kenobi does in the distance, who's also separated from Qui-Gon Jinn, Qui-Gon Jinn kneels down and starts meditating. And that joins a very important theme of Lent, which is prayer. Taking time to pray. Forget about whatever is making you worried or anything. Just close your eyes and pray, and you will find new strength. Of course, we also know that in this particular instance, Qui-Gon Jinn was also preparing to die. And perhaps he kind of felt that that was coming. So he takes refuge in prayer. Another picture was of Rey in The Force Awakens sitting in front of that leg or the feet of the AT-AT or the AT-AT, eating this very small ration that she got in exchange for the scrap that she brought or that she sold. And so this is about fasting. You see Rey literally fasting, and so it's a reminder that this time of Lent is a time of fasting. It is trying to survive on less, knowing that there are many other people that also don't have much to eat, and so you share what you save by not eating that much with the people who are poor, like Rey. Another image was that of Rey extending her hand to Finn. You know, Finn tries to be the white knight, the hero, and instead he falls to the ground, and it's Rey who extends her hand. Well, the virtue here of Lent is to give the people around you a hand, to reach out for them. That's what Rey does. That's what we do during Lent. We reach out to help other people. For instance, people in the third world that we help with our contributions. Another image showed Rey liberating poor BB-8, who had just been captured by that strange alien on Jakku, and she is freeing BB-8. And then it says, "It is to serve others." That is the virtue of Lent as well: free those that are oppressed or somehow taken prisoner, and help them and serve them. Instead of only thinking about yourself. Rey is a good example of that selflessness that is such an important virtue in Lent. The next one, the next photo, shows Luke Skywalker removing the mask of his father, Darth Vader. And that's a moment of reconciliation. The big evil guy who had killed thousands and thousands of Jedi and has done so much evil. This is the moment of reconciliation, and reconciliation is a core value in the time of Lent. It's what we're invited to do. It's to ask for forgiveness in the sacrament of confession, but also to forgive the people that have hurt us and that have done perhaps unspeakable evil. It's not easy. Sometimes it may seem impossible, but it's something that we should strive to do, to always forgive so that we may be forgiven. Speaking of which, you also have to ask to be forgiven. And the next photo showed Chewbacca strangling Lando after his betrayal in Cloud City. And then Lando asking for forgiveness and saying, well, I have a plan. I will redeem myself. I will help you. Well, that's a nice illustration of the value of asking for forgiveness and also offering repairs. The next one was great. Visiting the sick. those that are ill. And it shows a picture of Han and Leia and Chewbacca and 3PO visiting poor Luke, who is floating around in this Bacta tank. Another thing that you can do, work of mercy, is to visit the prisoners. And that was illustrated by an image of Leia in her prison cell and Luke entering her cell. Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper? Then another virtue that you can try to put into practice during Lent is to help the small ones, those that don't have much, you know, strength or whatever. And it shows a photo of Leia offering some food to an Ewok. So don't forget about the small ones. The next one is akin to that. And this is so great. It shows Chewbacca and a Porg in the Millennium Falcon. And then this is a very important thing for Lent. It's abstain from meat. This is the best illustration of abstinence that I've ever seen. Chewbacca and a Porg. If you don't understand the reference, then you may not have seen The Last Jedi. The next photo showed Luke Skywalker going back to Dagobah to visit his master Yoda, who is dying. And that is also a work of mercy, is to visit those that are dying, to be close to those that are in the last phase of their lives. This next one was a bit strange. It shows General Grievous, who is about to explode, and so his heart is lighting up. And then the text here in the meme said, the purpose of Lent is to have a burning heart, a heart that burns, of course, burns out of love. Whereas with Grievous, it was probably all his evil that was about to destroy him. And the next one was really nice. It shows this beautiful embrace of Leia by Han. This is right before Han, of course, takes off to confront his son, Kylo Ren. And the description here says, one of the things you can do during Lent is to console those who weep. Something that Jesus himself says in the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes. It is, blessed those that weep, that mourn, because they will be consoled. This is something that is beautifully done in The Force Awakens. And then the last one, all that. Why do we do that? Because ultimately we will celebrate at Easter the victory of life over death. And that was illustrated by the apparition of the three Force ghosts at the end of The Return of the Jedi. So you see Anakin, and in the middle, Yoda, and then on the right side, Obi-Wan Kenobi. So it's all about it. Well, I thought it was a brilliant and very, very funny illustration of certain aspects of Lent using the language of Star Wars. I thought it was so cool, and I couldn't share it in French because most of you don't speak French, so I made my own English version of that. Hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for supporting me over at patreon.com/FatherRodrick.